This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I watched the tape over and over on that interception. Brother, it's a win. Don't worry about it. Don't kill yourself. It happens. Look, what you have to worry about with Tua, and I don't think you're going to have to worry about this, does this become habitual? Does he throw interceptions all the time? Does he go Jameis Winston on your ass? You see what I'm saying? So he played a pretty decent game overall, and he doesn't have, you know, a great line or a great running game, and yet he still found a way to make plays with the guys, and he made a lot of quick decisions. He made a lot of good throws. You know, I just kind of think that we've got to be a little bit more patient. That's all with it. And don't torture yourself, man. The bottom line is they won. I mean, look at the Raiders game the other night. That thing was funky, man. It went back and forth and all that stuff. And still, it was a mission overall. And yet they won after mistakes and all kinds of stuff going on. And yet they figured it out. That's why don't drive yourself crazy with that stuff. You know, it's not worth it. Big O, it bothers me that they talk trash about everyone. Why? Again, let it go, dude. Let it go. All the trash they talk, and they won 10 games last year. That's it. You know, when I had my conversation with Greg Bedard, who I love, but he's like, well, you know, they didn't make the playoffs last year. And it's like, let's be realistic. See, that's an unrealistic comment because you tore it completely down the year before and you're still rebuilding. And the problem is that his mind, he's still thinking of the past and he's not compartmentalizing everything and looking at it for, okay, what did Greer and Flores do since the first year till now? And he doesn't look at it that way. He lumps everything else that's gone on with it, and that's unfair. And then things like this, you got a lot of people that are commenting on the Dolphins. You can't worry about that stuff. They said they were all talking about tanking, right? And it sounded good for them when it was 0-3 and 0-4. And then they started to win games after 0-7. And the tanking people were like, well, wait a minute. I thought you were tanking. No, they weren't tanking, asshole. They were never tanking. They tore the team down to the bone and they went young. They want to develop their guys. They got rid of Ereck Flowers and said, all right, let's go. Let's move on. Let's tear the scab off. Let's see if these young guys can play. We can't keep them on the bench. Ereck Flowers is a progress stopper. And it's not like he's a pro bowler. So people can look at it however they want. Oh, you traded your Minka. You should have kept him, but he doesn't want to be here. Get rid of him. But guess what? They still won 10 games last year without Minka and Tunsil. So let them spin whatever they want. Let them say whatever they want. Wasting your time going after it is... What you do is you sit patiently, kind of like crypto. You hodl, you sit patiently, and then you wait for it to climb to a point where you can start to take profits. Well, guess what? Let's wait till they make the playoffs at the end of the year, and then you can turn around and you can tell all the haters, guess what? F you. Kind of like Len Dawson and the Chiefs lost the first Super Bowl between the AFL and the NFL. And when the merger came the first couple of years, Green Bay won those first two Super Bowls. They beat Kansas City. And Lombardi, after that game, said, hey, Kansas City is good, but they're not as good as a lot of the teams we play in the NFL. So he took a shot at Kansas City. He took a shot at the AFL. Right? So then Len Dawson, 2 years later, in 1969, is sitting in the Orange Bowl in the press box, and down on the field is the New York Jets against the Baltimore Colts. Again, the AFL against the NFL. And the Jets ended up surprising them and winning. And that's when Len Dawson got up and turned around to everybody, the writers and all, because there was this attitude that the AFL was lesser and that they didn't belong in the merger. They shouldn't have merged, that they weren't as good. And then, boom, the Jets win. Len Dawson stood up in the press room, turned around to everybody and said, so what do you guys think of the AFL now? And there was no peep. There wasn't a peep in the house. They couldn't say anything. And then from there on, more AFL teams like Kansas City, like the Dolphins, like the Raiders, started winning Super Bowls. So then all that went by the wayside, and all the old people stopped talking about the AFL like it was the lesser league when it wasn't. That's all it is, man. So do what Len Dawson did. Do what you're supposed to do in crypto. Don't panic. Don't react. Let the ups and downs happen, because the ups and downs, there's always lower highs and higher highs as it goes up if you look at it on macro. And then eventually you'll have your window where you can sell and make some profit. And that's it. And then you'll be laughing. Well, when the Dolphins make the playoffs, you can turn around and tell them, send them a tweet, give them the finger, tell them you don't know shit, all that kind of good stuff. And you'll have fun with that. That's all. Just wait for your moment. It's coming. That's all. You have the coach. You have the front office. But it just doesn't happen overnight. You don't correct 20 years of mistakes just like that. You got to gut the team. You got to build the culture. You got to teach them how to win. And they're doing it through youth. Just like all those people that said tanking, 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 they were never tanking. Because if you're tanking, you're not trying to go 5-4 at the end of the year. You're not trying to beat the New England Patriots. But anybody can narratives, right? You can spin it however the hell you want. By the end of the year, you look really stupid. Now you understood, or you maybe some people still think they were tanking, but they didn't understand that what Flo was doing was teaching them how to win. Then he taught them how to win. They started winning, and then he gave them the taste of winning and what how you benefit from it. And at the end of the year, was 5-4. And then you end the dynasty for the Patriots, which is one hell of an accomplishment for that 2019 team. So, again, it's like when I was talking to my boy Greg, you can say whatever you want about the Dolphins. Flo is 3-2 against Belichick in his first 5 games, and he's won twice there in Foxborough. Normally, what has happened over the years, the Dolphins always give the Patriots trouble here in Miami and win sometimes. But in Foxborough, that's a cemetery out there for the Dolphins. Not anymore. Somebody's won in Foxborough 2 out of 3 years. Who's that? That's Flo. So stick the tanking in your ass and stick all the crap that you want to talk about the Dolphins, and you want to keep labeling them what happened with Gase and what happened with Cameron and what happened all that, and you think it's the same old Dolphins, it's not going to be the same old Dolphins. Wait your turn. Trust me. You'll get your revenge. You will. Trust me.